Under Australian law, when a site is bulldozed for development, the developer has to protect other properties that have the same sort of vegetation and habitat as what's being cleared. It's called offsetting. But big mining projects are embroiled in claims their offsets are grossly inadequate, and even an architect of the Commonwealth's offset policy says things are going awry. Now, a Senate inquiry has been launched into claims the policy is failing. Background Briefing's Di Martin reports.
The ANU's Phil Gibbons has helped develop several offset policies, including for the Commonwealth and New South Wales governments. He says it's a compensation scheme.
If you bowl over some bush somewhere, you've got to get an equivalent gain somewhere else. It's that simple.
That gain can come through restoring old cattle paddocks or a mine site, but often it's through setting aside another bit of good quality bush that would have otherwise perished through logging or being overrun by weeds. Phil Gibbons says offsets must contain the same type of vegetation and habitat as what's being cleared. They must be like for like. They also must be protected in perpetuity. And biodiversity must be no worse off in the end. But Dr. Gibbons says that's not always happening.
In theory, biodiversity offsets seem very attractive, but the devil is in the detail. And I think the way governments are applying biodiversity offsets in Australia generally are not in the spirit of the policy or the theory.
In New South Wales North, near the hamlet of Maules Creek, an old-growth box gum woodland is now being bulldozed for one of Australia's largest new open-cut coal mines. This woodland is a large remnant and is critically endangered, down to 0.1% of its original extent. The mining company, Whitehaven Coal, says it's protecting large areas of critically endangered box gum woodland on its offset properties. But local environmentalist and ecologist Phil Spark says Whitehaven is protecting the wrong vegetation. He took AM to the mine's two main offset properties.
And we're now into an area that is supposedly the white box, stringy bark, grassy woodland. And we're looking around us right now and we see a dominance of stringy bark, probably 80% stringy bark, and it's not white box at all.
There are now four local ecologists who've looked at Whitehaven Coal's offsets and found serious problems. Dr. John Hunter is a botanist and vegetation mapper who specialises in local, critically endangered communities. He says his report is preliminary, but on the basis of work so far, Dr. Hunter says 95% of the Whitehaven offset mapping is wrong.
I think there's at maximum 5% of what they're saying is box gum woodland there.
So you're saying the maps are wrong?
The maps are patently wrong. They're just completely wrong.
Whitehaven Coal's CEO, Paul Flynn, was not available for interview. The company did issue a statement. It says it's committed to meeting its offset obligations. It also says the reports critical of its offsets are incomplete and deliberately distorted. When the Maules Creek mine was approved, Whitehaven Coal was required to complete an independent review of the offset sites. That review has been handed to the federal government, but has not been released.
Di Martin with that report, and you can hear RN's background briefing on offsets this Sunday morning after the news at 8.